Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon to arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a five-day visit to India to be the chief guest at the inaugural session of the 10th Raisina Dialogue 2025 beginning in New Delhi tomorrow. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw says India will soon be ready for Hyperloop transportation as tests conducted so far have yielded promising results. SpaceX Crew 10 mission astronauts enter International Space Station after successful docking to bring back stranded astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore. At least 12 Pakistani soldiers killed in a Baloch Liberation Army attack in Noshki, Balochistan. Prasar Bharati honored with Hockey India Jamanlal Sharma Award 2024 for promoting and broadcasting hockey events across the nation. And renowned Uriya poet Ramakant Rath passes away at 91 in Bhubaneswar. Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a five-day visit to India. He'll be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, businesses, media and members of the Indian diaspora community. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Raisina Dialogue 2025 with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi tomorrow. The 10th edition of the Raisina Dialogue has been held from tomorrow till the 19th of March. Mr. Modi will also hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart, covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. Mr. Luxon will attend the inaugural session of the 10th Raisina Dialogue 2025 as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to tune in to his podcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered diverse topics, including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the 410-meter-long Hyperloop test tube at IIT Chennai is the longest Hyperloop test facility in Asia and will soon become the world's longest. The minister shared this information while posting a video on social media of a live demonstration he witnessed during his visit to the Hyperloop testing facility at IIT Madras Discovery Campus yesterday. He expressed confidence that India will soon be ready for Hyperloop transportation as a technology which is currently under development has yielded promising results in the tests conducted so far.
Here at IIT Madras, one major experiment, one major project has been taken up by some of the young engineers and the professors for developing a new Hyperloop. This is at this point of time experimental stage, but very good results are visible now. I congratulate the team of IIT Madras and Avishkar from Railways. We have been supporting this project for some time through funding as well as through technology. And today we have decided that the entire electronics of this thing, this project, will be developed in ICF Chennai.
NASA astronauts Anne McLean and Nicole Ayers, along with Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency astronaut Takuya Onishi and Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Pashkov, were welcomed by the Expedition 72 crew, including NASA astronauts Indian-American Sunita Williams, Nick Hague, Dawn Petit and Butch Wilmore, as well as Roscosmos cosmonauts Alexander Gorbunov, Alexei Ovchinin and Ivan Wagner, in the International Space Station today. We have a report.
The SpaceX Dragon crew entered the International Space Station shortly after opening the hatches between the space station and the spacecraft at 11:05 a.m. Indian time, after which they were welcomed by the Expedition 72 crew, including NASA astronauts Indian-American Sunita Williams. Earlier, the Dragon spacecraft, which launched from Texas on Friday, reached the ISS at 9:35 a.m. Indian time. With this mission, Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore are just one step away from Earth, as they will soon travel back to home after being stranded in the orbit for 9 months. Wilmore and Williams originally planned a one-week mission when they launched aboard Boeing's first astronaut flight. If weather permits, the SpaceX capsule carrying Wilmore, Williams and two other astronauts will undock from the space station not earlier than Wednesday and splash down off Florida's coast. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The 14th meeting of the ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting plus Experts Working Group on Counter-Terrorism will be held in New Delhi on the 19th and the 20th of March. India and Malaysia will co-chair the two-day meeting. Delegations from the 10th ASEAN nations, including Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, PDR, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Vietnam, Singapore and Thailand, and 8 dialogue partners from Australia, New Zealand and the Republic of Korea, Japan, China, the USA, Russia, along with Timor-Leste and the ASEAN Secretariat will participate in the meeting. Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, took part in the Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign at the Sabarmati Riverfront in Ahmedabad this morning. Addressing the event, Dr. Mandavia said that cycling can help in fulfilling Prime Minister Narendra Modi's resolve of Viksit Bharat. The minister also said that cycling can be an effective way to combat obesity and it can also create awareness among people to stay fit.
सारे देश में फिट इंडिया मूवमेंट आगे बढ़ रही है संडे ऑन साइकिल धीरे 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 एक कल्चर बनने लगा है 5000 से अधिक डेस्टिनेशन पर डॉक्टर्स के द्वारा आज संडे ऑन साइकिलिंग करके फिट इंडिया का संदेश दे रहे हैं.
The Fit India Sundays on Cycle event is organized by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports in collaboration with the Cycling Federation of India, CFI, and Mera Yuva Bharat. This is Akashvani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Padma Bhushan Ramakant Rath, one of the most renowned modernist poets in Oriya literature, passed away early this morning at Bhubaneswar at the age of 91. His passing has cast a deep shadow of mourning over the literary world, marking the end of an era in Oriya literature. A 1957 batch IAS officer, Ramakant Rath also worked as chief secretary of Odisha and also held several key positions in the Union government. He also served as president of Sahitya Academy of India from 1998 to 2003. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief at the demise of eminent Oriya poet Ramakant Rath. In a message, President Murmu said Ramakant Rath was a prominent figure in the Indian literary world. The president said the eminent poet has enriched pan-Indian literature with his unforgettable contribution to Oriya literature. Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, has deeply condoled the death of Ramakant Rath, saying he has given our new identity to Oriya literature, both nationally and internationally. Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan, Jewel Oram, and many other dignitaries have deeply condoled the death of Ramakant Rath. We have more from a correspondent.
The history of modern Odia literature can never be written without Padma Bhushan Ramakant Rath. His poetic expressions are rich with symbolic annotations, often carrying a spiritual essence. His poetic works, celebrated for their depth and insight, include iconic poems Sri Radha, among many others. His works have been translated into English and several Indian languages. Considered as father of modern Odia literature, Ramakant Rath received numerous accolades, including the Sahitya Academy Award in 1977, the Bisuba Samman in 1990, the Saraswati Samman in 1992, and India's third largest civilian honor, the Padma Bhushan, in 2006. The last rites of Ramakant Rath will be carried out tomorrow at Swargadwar in Puri with full state honors. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Nominations for the Padma Awards 2026, to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year, have started. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st of July. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. Music legend and Oscar winner A.R. Rahman was admitted to a hospital in Chennai late last night. The 58-year-old musician suffered from dehydration. Hospital sources said that he has been discharged following treatment. Prasar Bharati has been honoured with the Hockey India Jaman Lal Sharma Award for Invaluable Contribution 2024 at the Hockey India 7th Annual Awards 2024 in New Delhi. The award marks Prasar Bharati's tireless efforts in promoting and broadcasting hockey across the nation. At the function, Hockey India also felicitated the members of the victorious 1975 World Cup squad with the Hockey India Major Dhyan Chand Lifetime Achievement Award, along with a cash prize of 50 lakh rupees. Among the top honours, Savita Punia and Harmanpreet Singh were recognized as the Hockey India Balbir Singh Senior Award for Player of the Year 2024 in the women's and the men's categories. In a statement, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal said the goal of Prasar Bharati is to make hockey reach every part of the country.
Prasar Bharati, we try to make hockey reach every nook and corner of this country. And we at Prasar Bharati through Doordarshan and our new OTT network that is Waves, we are trying to make hockey reach every nook and corner of the country to encourage not only the players but also give them honour and respect that they deserve.
The Begumpet railway station in Hyderabad will be an all-women railway station soon, and formal inauguration will be soon after the modernization are completed. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has announced this when he inspected the ongoing modernization works yesterday. We have more from a correspondent.
Two-phase redevelopment works are underway at the Begumpet railway station, which is in the heart of Hyderabad city, under the Amrit Bharat station scheme of Indian Railways. By now, about 90% redevelopment works are completed in the first phase. The operations of the Begumpet railway station are fully managed by women officials of the South Central Railway and will be formally declared soon. Over 20 women officials currently manage the station's day-to-day operations, making it a unique model of inclusion and leadership. The Begumpet station, soon to be officially declared an all-women operated station, is also expected to see an increase in the train stoppages and passenger footfall as part of its ongoing upgradation. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
The renowned Ma Purnagiri Fair has commenced with great enthusiasm in Tanakpur, Champawat district of Uttarakhand. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami inaugurated the fair yesterday, reaffirming the government's commitment to its year-round operation and the development of permanent infrastructure.
To enhance crowd and disaster management, the Chief Minister announced the establishment of a smart control room and CCTV surveillance system in Tollygarh. Additionally, a multipurpose administrative building will be constructed in Selagarh, providing an integrated workplace for the magistrate, fair officials, police and medical staff. In a move to improve amenities for pilgrims, he has also announced the Purnagiri Pumping Drinking Water Project in Ladigarh and Tollygarh Babligarh Pumping Project. Chief Minister Dhami emphasized the state government's continuous efforts to develop Purnagiri Dham into a major spiritual and tourism hub. Under the Manaskhand Temple Mala mission, significant temples in Kumaon will undergo beautification and road expansion. Furthermore, plans for constructing a ropeway at Purnagiri area are in progress, ensuring a more convenient and seamless pilgrimage experience. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
At least 12 Pakistani soldiers were killed and over 26 injured after a bus carrying Frontier Constabulary soldiers came under heavy gunfire in the Rakhshani Mill area on N40 highway in Noshki, Balochistan province. Following the attack, emergency measures were enforced in hospitals and ambulances were seen moving in and out of the FC headquarters. The Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on the army convoy and claimed that at least 90 military personnel have been killed so far. Pakistani authorities have not yet responded to the BLA's latest claims. In Yemen, the Houthi rebel-run health ministry today said that the death toll from the U.S. strikes in Yemen's capital Sana'a has risen to 31, including women and children. Anis al-Ashbahi, a spokesperson for the ministry, said that another 101 people were wounded in the overnight strikes. This marks the biggest military operation by the U.S. in West Asia after Donald Trump took charge as the president. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon to arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a five-day visit to India to be the chief guest at the inaugural session of the 10th Raisina Dialogue 2025, beginning in New Delhi tomorrow. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav says India will soon be ready for Hyperloop transportation, as tests conducted so far have yielded promising results. SpaceX Crew 10 mission astronauts enter International Space Station after successful docking to bring back stranded astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore. At least 12 Pakistani soldiers killed in Baloch Liberation Army attack in Noshki, Balochistan. Prasar Bharati honored with Hockey India Jamanlal Sharma Award 2024 for promoting and broadcasting hockey events across the nation. And renowned Odia poet Ramakant Rath passes away at 91 in Bhubaneswar. And with that, we end the Midday News.